Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Friday is here.
Welcome, guys. Apologies if I sound a bit weird. I've got a minty in my mouth.
Apologies if I smell a bit weird. My shirt has conducted a lot of disgusting smells.
People can't smell you because they're actually listening. However, you know, sometimes when you describe something, I do sound weird with this minty, don't I? When you describe something enough, people can actually smell it through hearing. So you describe the smell and why you smell like that.
You know how some clothes just conduct BO better than others? This shirt that I'm wearing seems to be really doing that. And so I'm going to throw it out today.
Well, the other thing is you haven't showered in three days.
I showered this morning before the show.
You sure?
Yes, I was 5 minutes late because I decided to have a shower before the show.
Wouldn't know because I was half an hour late.
That's true. Anyway.
Fun show today, though, for a Friday.
Yeah, Fridays are always a bit of fun, aren't they?
We're both sleep deprived, but we got there.
Yeah, actually, I did like looking at the rundown of things we did.
Oh, I just
really
smelled
like
something.
It. No, you didn't.
That's
stop
you
it.
Yeah, that
no,
was.
No, I'm keeping my armpits down. I'm about to change into a jumper. It's 35 degrees today, and I'm about to put a jumper on.
Don't flap around like a chicken.
No, stop it. I'm going to waft it over to you if you're not careful. So be careful. We talk about horny emojis, which is a bit of fun. Yeah, I said it.
It's a weird word to say.
And in the same realm, we talk about you being nude.
Yes, the person I was nude in front of was accidental and very awkward.
You loved it a little bit, though. Can you admit it now?
Well, on air, you'll hear how much I loved it.
All right. Okay, we'll go into that. All that and more, I should say, in this catch-up. Enjoy. Speak to you again next week.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now, I want you to picture that one person in your life that you would never, ever want to see you nude.
I've decided it's probably my dad.
So if your dad walked in on you and you were getting changed or you were doing something and you were butt naked and your dad walks in, how awkward is that moment?
Pretty awkward.
I had a moment yesterday, which probably tops your old man seeing you.
Oh, really?
Butt naked. So we obviously did the blackout challenge yesterday morning. We were very tired when we got home, obviously, weren't we? And we left relatively early for you and I because we're usually here till about 10 o'clock every night.
So accurate. Never spoken a truer word.
I went home at lunchtime for a quick shower. And while I was in the shower, I was doing my normal business in the shower. And that's just washing myself, brushing my teeth, washing my hair, the usual things, right?
Thank you for clarifying.
Then all of a sudden I hear a noise in the house and I thought it was my good mates Joe Paul. You know, the boys from Joe Paul Menswear.
Yeah, you mentioned them a lot on this show.
Well, the boys, they're good mates of mine and we were heading to Melbourne to do a photo shoot together.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a model.
Didn't realise Derek Zoolander was in the studio with me.
So I hear a noise in the house. I'm like, oh, the boys are here early to come pick me up. They're obviously coming in to stitch me up or everything. So I thought it'd be funny to jump out the shower and be butt naked and leave the door open for when the boys walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, I hear another voice. And all of a sudden, a lady comes around the corner.
Oh, hello.
I was thinking, this isn't roommate Morgan.
You got the gift I sent you.
She was not one of those either.
Okay, all right, no.
And she's like, Josiah. And it was a Kiwi accent, but it wasn't my roommate Morgan's Kiwi accent. I'm like, who's in my house? And I went to grab my towel to cover myself, but it was too late. Guess who saw me?
Hey.
It was Boss Benny's wife.
Hey!
Mel. She sprung me. I was butt naked, saw everything.
Mel, you dirty doll.
I mean, the big question is, was she disappointed or impressed?
I mean, I could probably guess at an answer. Probably the former.
Now, you know how close Boss Benny and I are as mates.
Yeah, you're bros.
We've known each other for many years.
You guys always leave me out of things when we're having meetings. It's like, all the boys are chatting. And I'm like, oi, guys, I'm here too.
I didn't want to tell him, right? So yeah, she wasn't in my house for no reason, by the way. She was dropping something off on behalf of Benny, right? And I'd left the door open.
Did you know she would be coming at some stage?
No, I thought Benny was coming to drop it off. And he never told me that she was.
Okay.
Hence why the door was open. I was butt naked. I thought I was surprising Joe Paul, not Mel, the boss's wife. Anyway, I thought this sounds too sus. It's too weird. How do I text Benny to say, so your wife walked in and I was naked? I didn't want to, as a mate, I didn't want to upset him.
Yeah.
So I never told him. I thought maybe
Josiah, no, that's never the answer.
I know, but I thought Mel, right, would do the same thing. I thought maybe this is like a secret code here where we both don't tell anyone anything and this just never happened.
Was it an affair? Because that seems to be the secret code that goes with affairs.
Nothing happened,
Ellie. Not accidental springing.
Nothing happened, but it just sounds bad that I was naked when his wife was also in the room and no one else was home. It just sounds really bad. Anyway, I get a text not long after from Boss Benny about an hour later.
Here we go.
This is his exact words. So I hear the wife came in while you were washing your old fella.
I'm so sorry to Mel. I'm so sorry to Ben. I'm so sorry for everyone involved. Just keep it in your pants next time.
Oh,
bud.
Look, I've just received a message.
Yeah?
It's Mel.
Yeah?
Benny's wife.
Oh, here we go.
I was impressed.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, you just told a cute little story about what happened to you yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Boss Benny's wife, she was over dropping something off and walked in on me in the shower. Wasn't my proudest moment. She saw everything, all of me.
Yeah, I know.
John Legend, all of me.
And now we have the luxury of getting her thoughts on what she saw because Mel, Boss Benny's wife, and Boss Benny himself join us live from their car. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello, you two.
Well, you guys are meant to be on holiday, so I thought I was safe to tell the story, but turns out you're actually tuning in on your day off.
It's one of those old PD things where, you know, we're always listening, but we just heard that little break and I thought we'd call the show and Mel could actually give the real side of the story.
Yeah, all right. Let's hear it, Mel. What exactly happened from your perspective?
Were you impressed?
Well, there wasn't much to see, Desire. Let's not lie.
Yes!
How dare you? How dare you, Mel?
I feel like I got set up, though, because Ben said, he goes, oh, the remote's in the letterbox, let yourself in, Desire's not home. So I feel like I got completely set up.
Oh, so it was Benny wanted you to see?
I don't know, like maybe yes, Desire
yes,
and Ben.
Yes, Ellie, that's exactly what I wanted. I'm like, right. Desire's got the good smell, off you go, go and have a gig.
And I know he's definitely going to be in the shower at 12:30, so arrive then.
Well, I thought you were coming later on in the afternoon because you're like, we won't need to drop it off till late in the arvo. So I'm in the shower, doors open, music's on, I'm butt naked thinking, no one's going to be coming in, especially the boss's wife. Next minute, Mel's there, I'm standing there, you're looking at me, I'm looking at you, I don't know where to look, you don't know where to look.
Oh, yeah, there was a bit of a squawk and a squeal and a turnaround, like, oh.
Did he wink at you and try to kiss you on the cheek?
Yeah.
He was next to me when I left.
Oh, you weirdo.
Well, I'm known for having my shirt off, but pants off. I'm taking it to a new level
now.
Yeah. Or does it pants off Friday now,
Josiah? It must be.
It was Thursday for you, Mel.
So, Mel, did it lead you at all to go home to your husband, Ben, and say, hey, like Josiah needs a pay rise? Or did it work in his favour in any respect?
No, I'm sorry, Josiah. I really don't think it did. But you're lucky you've got Mia.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. Well, I think the only reason that it didn't work in my favour is because you're married to a German.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Benny, is there any ill will towards Josiah from your end?
From me? No, yeah. I'm German, so this sort of stuff's normal.
Ben's naked all the time.
Actually, that's true. We've heard a lot of stories about Ben's naked dad. Apparently his dad's always naked.
Yeah, Ben's always naked, his dad's naked.
I think you've seen
naked
my dad
family.
Naked.
Yeah, I guess, it's not like you can remember either.
I guess out of anyone that it could happen to, it's thank goodness Benny and I are quite similar in the fact that we're both earthy. We don't mind having a nude jacuzzi with the boys and having a couple of beers. So it's nothing you haven't really seen before, Mel. It was just weird, though, because there's no one else around. So.
Like it was like on a special desire.
Right, next time, mate, she'll bring a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that could be the next blackout challenge. Oh.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, love in 2019, it's a different game to love in, like, the 1900s, don't you think?
Well, especially when, like, you and your boyfriend you meet on Tinder.
Exactly. It's different. The most romantic place to meet. Everyone's doing it. Get around it if you're single. But this love story is... cannot get any more 2019 than this. Are you ready for it? A couple, they met on Tinder, they started talking, beautiful. Tinder has a little limitation to it though. You can't send pics on Tinder.
Really?
No.
So you have to really make sure that your profile looks good.
Yeah, you've got your six or so pictures that's in your profile that you can swipe across, but then once you're actually messaging, you can't send a photo.
So this is why I could never go on a dating site. There's too much pressure on what pictures to pick.
Oh, it's so hard. No, writing the bio for me took forever.
Well, for Facebook, it's hard enough to pick which profile pic to go with, let alone Tinder. I could never do it.
Yeah, it's very stressful, but it carries a lot of weight. I fell in love with my boyfriend because one of his pictures, he was wearing a backwards cap in it.
Did he look the same in real life though?
He hasn't worn a backwards cap the whole time I've known him in real life. He said, for that photo, someone just put that hat on him and then took a photo and he's never worn it since. He lied to me. Anyway, this couple, they met on Tinder and he was trying to claim that he was really good at making pasta, right? And she didn't believe him. So what he did was he created a Twitter feed called, get this, Tortellini's for Tilly. Her name was Tilly.
That's cute.
He was making tortellini. The whole Twitter feed was dedicated to the steps he was taking to make tortellini to show her.
That's not a bad effort,
right?
Is it?
Right? It's beautiful. So it starts off with him getting the dough, and he says, step one, acquire the dough, and then he goes all the way through to step six, which is win Tilly's heart.
Can I play devil's advocate here?
Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm going to bring the romantic music down.
No, what? I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be realistic. Why didn't he just go over to a house or vice versa and show her how to do it? Why did he have to create a Twitter feed?
Because they weren't at the process where they were meeting yet. He had to win her over to get that first date. So romance back on. Thank you very much.
No, let's go back to the 1900s.
Oh. You're such an old fart. You're about to turn 30. You could not be older. But what I figured out about this couple is now they're together, it's beautiful. From now on, their thing will always be pasta.
Or tortellini.
Or tortellini in particular.
To be specific.
For every anniversary, they're going to go out for pasta, surely. At their wedding, there'll be tortellini as the main course. You know, it's going to follow them throughout their life. And every couple has something like this.
Well, what's you and Gav's besides Tinder?
Beer pong.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it? Whenever you see Gav, you always put up an Instagram story, don't you?
Yeah.
Of you guys just hanging out, the two of you just playing beer pong. Yeah. Skull, your turn.
It's not to get drunk. It's just because we love games.
Well, why don't you play Monopoly?
It takes too long and you don't get as drunk.
Your other thing's beer. So I guess you may as well merge
exactly,
the two.
Exactly. Our first date, we went out for beers. One of our very early parties together, we played beer pong as a team. So now it's our thing. And at our wedding, if we ever get married, well, don't hurt yourself, but we will be having a beer pong table.
How good would a wedding with a giant beer pong table, like the ultimate? You'd have to make it a bit more fancy, though.
No, you don't.
It's very Boganelli.
I'm not a fancy girl. I am a bogue. We know that.
But does your parents want to rock up and see a beer pong table at a beautiful wedding?
Whatever. It's my wedding. I'll do what I want, but you have to pay for it, Mum and Dad. 13, 12, 16. Do you and your partner have a thing? You know, is it pasta? Is it beer pong? Is it something, you know, less boring, more boring?
Like a weird, quirky thing that's very unique to you and your partner.
Yeah, and it's followed you throughout your relationship. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Hey, we're talking at the moment about whether you and your partner have got a thing. Because shout out to the man who was on Tinder, met a girl, discovered her favourite thing in the world was pasta. So he dedicated a Twitter feed to her on how to make the perfect tortellini. He called it Tortellinis for Tilly.
Yeah, I don't know whether to be impressed or...
Be impressed, Josiah.
It's a bit sad.
If a man made me a Twitter feed dedicated to me, I'm his.
You'd be so easy to impress. If I met you single, I'd literally, Michael from who just brought in the coffee for you.
That'd do it.
That'd literally do it if you're a single girl.
Buy me a Red Bull vodka when I'm out. Boom, I'm yours. Thank God I've got a boyfriend, honestly. Otherwise, who knows what
anyone's.
13, 12, 16. If you've got a couple's thing that you want to share with us this morning, let's go to Gia and Shep. Gia, do you and your partner have a thing?
Yeah, we do. We're both like super duper competitive. So we have the like Apple smartwatches.
Oh, yeah.
And we've links them up, and every time like one of us gets a notification that the other person works out, we then send like a sledge to each other.
Awesome. It's a funny thing to be known for as a couple, isn't it?
No, the
Apple Watch fitness sledge couple.
Yes. So do you reckon...
I'm not going to lie. My housemates have overheard conversations between us of me going, oh my God, you burnt more calories than me. I'm so cranky.
Are you guys married?
No, we're not married. We're just dating. But we like get fired up for sure.
Do you reckon that like the wedding, you'll have like an Apple Watch themed wedding or anything? You know?
Maybe instead of him standing at the front, maybe we'll race to the front of the aisle.
Well, I was going to say, you'll get more steps up than him because you'll be walking down the aisle and he's just going to be stuck
there. I win. How good.
Well, how competitive would it be? Who could do the better wedding speech on the night?
The dancing, get some steps up during that. All right, all works.
So many options.
All right, thanks for your call, Gia. There you go. I feel like every couple should have a thing. Feel free to keep those stories coming. I really like hearing them.
Yeah, the weirder the better, because that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, other people's love makes me happy.
Does it?
Yeah, especially when I'm mad at my boyfriend, which I'm not at the moment. We're in a good place. It's fine, whatever.
No, tell us a story.
No.
Give us a bit of gab chat.
No, please. Oh, crazy.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, the Facebook police are cracking down on us, guys.
Don't get me started.
Zuckerberg, he's come out, he's trying to ruin everyone's fun. So you know how every now and again you'll use a peach emoji or maybe an eggplant emoji?
What for?
For just being a little bit risque, a little bit naughty, you know, like to insinuate things that, you know, might be like these things.
What does an eggplant emoji insinuate?
Just a delicious ratatouille.
Right, because I love a roasted eggplant, so I don't know what you're talking about. Because if I send you an eggplant emoji, doesn't it mean, do you want some eggplant for dinner? Or
when you send it to me, it's like, oh, let's go to Noble Monks and get some eggplant chips because they're delicious there.
Well, I've got some eggplant. Would you like some?
Yeah.
I'm cooking tonight.
Don't you play coy, Josiah Charlotte.
I genuinely...
I've seen you use the eggplant emoji more than once, and it's not inviting me on a date to Nobles for eggplant chips. It might be inviting someone else on a date,
for sure. If you want some eggplant or some of my eggplant that I'm making, all you have to do is ask. I don't know what's going on here. You're an idiot.
What about a peach emoji?
Yeah, what is? I do like the fruit. It's very big here in the Goulburn Valley, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Like if you send me a peach, I'm like, oh, cool. We're off to SPC.
Yeah, let's go for a little trip.
Yeah.
What do the people on Facebook think it means, though?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg, the creepy mind in the gutter man, has said that they could be seen to be sexually suggestive.
Oh, what is going on with society?
I know. Josiah, I'm outraged.
We're talking about a fruit and a vegetable
here. Of course we are. Of course we are. But from now on, if you use those emojis in a sexually suggestive manner on Facebook, you could risk being banned.
Oh, what's going on with our world?
Josiah, the police, I didn't make these rules.
Hang
Zuckerberg.
On. So if I send you a message saying, hey, Ellie, want some eggplant tonight with an eggplant emoji?
I think in messages you're right. But if you post on my wall and be like, Ellie, or like maybe if you want me to pick up some eggplants but you want them washed, and you put an eggplant next to the little three
dripping.
Drop of water
emojis. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, you'll get banned.
What would I get banned for? What if my eggplant, right, genuinely needs to get washed from you? Like, what happens then? I don't understand.
Mark Zuckerberg hates clean eggplants is obviously the message that he's sending.
Well, you know what? The good news is at least it's going back to the old school days a bit, whereas if I want you to come and wash my eggplant... You actually come over to my house and do it for me rather than me just writing it on your wall. No, but seriously, if I instead of writing on your wall and sending, you know, we can go up to Ryan's Fruit and Veg or whatever, pick up an eggplant and you wash it. At least I just pick up the phone and go, Ellie, instead of doing it, why don't you just come here and wash my eggplant?
I feel like that's the safest way to go about things from now on, just so you don't risk being banned from Facebook. Are you okay to do that from now on?
Yeah, I still don't understand what Zuckerberg's on about. He just sounds like a creep that's trying to make things out of nothing, doesn't he? So when's this ban come into effect?
It's come into play already. You can still, I've just checked my phone, I can still get the emojis. I think you can still get them, but you just can't pair them together or use them. You also can't use them on a photo to cover up parts that you might not want
people
to see.
What if you're like a poor grandparent, right, that has no idea? You put an eggplant on the wall saying, hey, honey, what's for dinner tonight with an eggplant? And Zuckerberg bans poor grandma from Facebook
or something. Well, Doris shouldn't be washing eggplants, all right? Jail time for Doris.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Have you ever had that moment where you've sent something and you've realised, oh, God, it's gone to the wrong person?
I've been lucky enough where I'm very careful and I triple check everything. You wouldn't think I'm that sort of person, but I do.
Do you know, in fact, now that I'm talking about this, yesterday I went to message my boyfriend just like a cute, like, love you so much, come to see you message, and I nearly sent it to you.
Oh, cute. Especially after spending all 24 hours in a room together. It makes sense.
Yeah, well, you're my work boyfriend. He's my real boyfriend. You know, I get you two confused a lot, but luckily I sent it to him and all was fine. We avoided a very awkward moment this morning.
I would have loved that text.
But there's a woman named Izzy who's had that moment, right? She got a new manager at work. 2 days in to having this new manager, she was talking to this manager about how she wanted Chinese for dinner that night. And that was kind of the end of the conversation. Then she went to message her boyfriend to say, I want Chinese. And instead of just sending him a text message saying, I want Chinese, she decided to create one of those an emoji things.
Right, with your face on them. And that's where it's like a talking emoji, right?
It's an animal emoji.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty much. So you record yourself and it turns you into whatever animal you want to be and it delivers your message.
I see. Almost like a Snapchat filter, but it's an emoji.
Yeah, pretty much. So she's turned herself into a pig because she's hungry, right? And this is the message she sent her boyfriend saying that she wanted Chinese. Well, this is what she thought she was sending her boyfriend.
Chinese.
I mean, good gear by Izzy, to be fair.
Kind of sounds like you a little bit.
It's exactly what I would do. Unfortunately, She sent it to the manager.
Oh, 2 days into a new job.
2 days into the job.
Imagine the backtrack on that text message.
I know.
What do you follow it up with?
Exactly. Like how? How? Like, oh, I want to chat. You know, you can't explain it.
Well, you don't really show your real personality 2 days into a job. It's usually a month or two until you get comfortable and people start to see the real you.
Exactly. You're trying to impress your new boss. Whenever a new boss starts, you are on your best behavior.
But for your boss to have that insight into you in 2 days, you go, so that's what she's like behind the scenes.
Do you know what, though? She did end up sending it to her partner, and guess what? He got her the...
Jordan.
So all's well that ends up. She kept her job. So moral of the story is just fine. You don't have to send it to the right person, but just double check next time.
Lucky she didn't say chickadee giant in the Chinese.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, I feel like most of the screw-ups we have this week are probably going to happen during today's show because we're pretty tired.
Yeah, we had, 1 hour sleep during our blackout challenge yesterday, max, and we've almost tried to recover, but we're not quite there yet, are we?
No, not yet. So bear with us as the next 2 hours and 48 minutes goes.
Maybe we should do screw-up Mondays next week.
Oh, I like it.
Just because we know today is going to be a bit of fun. Or maybe today we'll do okay because we're so paranoid about stuffing up.
True. Well, we haven't stuffed up yet.
Oh.
You say the next sentence.
Hope you're good, Goblin Valley.
Well, let's get into it. This is our blooper reel from this week, Screw Up Fridays. Five on the TV, Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning. Oh, no? Oh, sorry.
Let's do Muppet of the Week, guys. 13, 12, 16. If you want to go to the event and see Ella as a devil tigger.
Ella?
What's your name?
Who's Ella?
The girl I wish I did a show
Sarah
with.
Sarah Ella.
I wish I did a show with her. I was just thinking about your stomach yesterday, the noise it's making, how it's been doing it again.
I know. I'm starving.
Have you got that noise to play to the Goulburn Valley of what your stomach does?
What? I was hungry and guess what? I'm hungry again. Oh, I like that end bit. It gets real sloshy around in there.
You're a real catch.
Up next, though, I've got some more exciting and more happy entertainment stories, including one about Chris Lilly, a.k.a. Mr. Sorry.
You right?
Vegemite toast just came back up a little bit.
Yuck.
Oh, God, I'm getting to ads today, guys. So go claim all your vouchers.
World famous
rooftop. Which microphone are you going on?
World famous rooftop. We're having mic problems in the studio this morning, Goulburn Valley. Bear with us. What's the website called? Hit.com.au. That's the one we do.
Up next, we're after your tales of scariness from the hospital. From the hospital.
By the new Xbox All Access. It's a subscription, hard word to say, not really. Search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store. They're all there now. Plus any of our... What?
Today, Junior.
Oh, I'm not expected. I'm not the one who gets paid to talk. That's your job. I get paid.
You get paid to do it. Annoy me?
Be the funny guy.
When are you going to start that job?
Hey, oh.
Funny man strikes again. Hey, every week we do Screw Up Fridays and we upload each episode to our podcast. Check out hit.com.au for that.
Here's a fun way to do it. Search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast.
That is probably the easiest way to do it. It is free, guys. It's the freest, best entertainment you'll ever get.
And it makes us look good to the bosses if you download it.
Actually, that's a good point. You don't even have to listen, guys. Just download. Give us the stuff.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You and I both very much looking forward to tomorrow because Land of Plenty is finally coming to share. I feel like we've been talking about it forever.
It's going to be a cracking festival. Great lineup as well.
Yeah, and one of the acts is this girl. Let me figure it out. Let me walk away. Elliot. She hails from Cobram and she joins us now. Morning, Elliot.
Morning.
We are so excited to see you perform tomorrow. How is it performing kind of on your home turf?
It's going to be really fun, I think. Yeah. I haven't done a big show like this in Shep, so yeah, it'll be awesome.
All the friends and fam coming down from Cobram to Shep to see you tomorrow?
Yep, they are, no doubt.
How good. Now, you've just been on a European tour, is that right?
Yeah, I did last year.
That is huge, man. Look at you, little country girl, making it big.
Where's your favourite place you performed in Europe?
Oh, God. My favourite show, I think, would have been in Zurich, which is in Switzerland.
Yeah.
It was the first show of the tour, and I was really nervous, but it was just so rewarding.
I can imagine. Do they like put you up in places and pay for you to go everywhere and stuff when you're like a singing superstar? How does it work?
Oh, no, it's not really glamorous. Okay. But
you're not flying first class and all that yet, Elliot?
Not yet.
It's only a matter of time. After Land of Plenty, you'll get a whole new fan base. You'll be huge. Yeah.
How are you finding it, though? Like, because you've kind of just gone bang, and obviously with your music and stuff, are you finding it overwhelming, or are you just loving the journey, loving the ride?
I guess a bit of both. Like, it's always going to be overwhelming because you're always kind of exposed to new things, but it's so rewarding. Like, it's so stressful, but you get all the rewards.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, I've just been watching the film clip to that song I just played, Figure It Out. That's shot in Mowela, is it?
Yeah, Mowela, Cobram, at my house, like random spots where I grew up.
How good. It's such a beautiful film clip. Check it out if you want. It's on YouTube, Golden Valley. Get around it. Who did you get to film that? Have you got a team working with you?
It was a director from Sydney, Maddie Miller, and they came down for the weekend, and then all my friends were just in it, so it was really easy to film.
Oh, how good. Can we be in your next one?
Sure.
do we pass? It depends what sort of people you're looking for your next film clip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just good Cobram locals. You go to Cobram heaps, Josiah. You get your top off at Thompson Beach.
Hey, why don't we go film your next film clip at Thompson's Beach? We'll do like a beach party or something. Can you write a song about a beach party, please?
All right, I'll do that.
Hey, tomorrow you're set, though. What have we got to look forward to? You're going to play some new music, a bit of everything?
Yeah, I'll be playing some new songs. I've got a cover. But yeah, I'm really excited. I've got my little rehearsal today with my band. So yeah, I'm really keen.
What's the biggest crowd you've played in front of now?
Oh, it probably would have been on the Matt Corby tour. We played Margaret Court Arena, sold out.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, there wouldn't have been that many people there when I was playing, but it was still incredible to be in that venue.
How'd you go touring with Matt Corby? Isn't he the most dreamy guy in the world?
So hot.
and also one of the loveliest guys, so it was really fun. Really? Had such a ball.
Tomorrow, when you're at Land of Plenty, are you going to be like backstage with like Illy and Briggs and Tones and I and stuff? Are you going to be rubbing shoulders with the big shots?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you presume she's one of the main headlines.
I
hope you are.
You and Tones and I are right next to each other on the set lineup. That's huge. Have you met her before?
No, I haven't. Yeah. But I'm keen to see her set.
Yeah, so am I actually. I think I'm looking forward to her set the most. It's going to be absolutely.
I'm looking forward to Elliot set the most, Josiah.
As well as Elliot, obviously. I wouldn't say it straight to your face. Nah, is there anything you want to say to the friends and fam all listening in Cobram this morning?
Oh, just have a great Friday. See you tomorrow. Love you all.
Oh, good on you. I like you. All right. How can people get your music? You're on Spotify. You're on all the streaming services?
Yep, Spotify, Apple Music, just under Elliot, 1L, 2Ts.
Bang. Two T's. Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Land of Plenty. You know what? I'm looking forward to seeing you the most.
Oh,
at Land
good
of
on you. Oh, good, you've learned your lesson. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Elliot.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
We'll have a drink with you backstage as well, okay?
Yeah, we will.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
Is Josiah and Ellie's headline of the week.
Yeah, weird and wonderful stuff makes the news every single day, and so it's my job each week to find the weirdest and most wonderful of the week and bring it to you in headline of the week.
Has it been a big week this week in news?
Nah, not really.
Okay, what do we got?
Headline number one, mourners left stoned off their minds after accidentally eating a hash cake at a funeral. Not ideal.
Great stitch up though. If whoever planted it, swapped the cakes.
Oh, do you reckon it was done deliberately?
Oh, some radio prankster probably got in there and did it, filmed the whole thing for a Facebook vid.
Oh, no way. That wouldn't get past the legal department for sure.
Depends where it is though. Some community station could get away with it, couldn't they?
Yes. I don't know. No, probably not. Surely I feel like their rules are tougher than ours, buddy.
Well, the ABC, they don't really have rules. Well, they're allowed to swear and stuff because there's no regulations because they're government owned.
I feel like that's not really the ABC's shtick, you know?
Hash cakes. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. They're all pretty left.
I saw this article yesterday, though, and I saw a picture of the cake. Looks so delicious. I went out and bought chocolate muffins for us, remember?
Have you ever had one? No. Have you been to like the Netherlands or Amsterdam or anywhere like that? Because it's perfectly legal.
Of course not.
You have, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Anyway, moving on to headline number two. Kanye West, your boy.
My man.
He makes this headline. Kanye West just dropped new merch and Jesus did not but die for this MS Paint looking stuff.
MS Paint, is that the old Microsoft word?
Paint.
That's right.
Yeah, remember where you got like Clippy and...
So I'm guessing, I haven't seen it, I'm guessing that he's dropped some new outfits that look terrible.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like they've been made on paint.
Hey, don't mock my Kanye.
I will always mock your Kanye because he's a silly boy.
His new album's not bad, actually. I've been listening to it.
Really?
There's a couple of good songs on there. A couple of boring ones, but a couple of really good ones
as well.
Just
a couple off a whole album.
A couple of good, a couple of bad.
Okay.
A couple of not bad.
How about this headline from the Shep News? It's about a woman who has lots of donkeys, right? And the headline is, how Ruth asked heaps of... nearly 10 donkeys. How Ruth amassed nearly 10 donkeys.
Right. So they've played on the word. Yeah. Well done if you're listening and you wrote that article. Yeah. Did it say which show did that?
No, I don't have it in front of me. I'm sure it does if I look closely enough.
Shout out to them this morning. Good gear.
Finally, I love this because it's a pun and you know how much I love a pun. A pickle fest is headed to Sydney and that's a bit of a big deal. Hey!
Well done. The winner for this week.
If you see any headlines floating around the place over the next week, feel free to send them in to us. Hit GV on Insta, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, you just said to us...
Oh, don't say that on the air. That was an off-air conversation.
Lexi from Channel 9's just walked in. We're about to talk to you in just a sec, Lex. But what did Ellie was saying? How she feels like she stinks and she doesn't know why?
You got a black top.
All my black t-shirts get stinky before my other t-shirts. I don't understand.
It's nothing
it.
To do with the black top. You live with Alex. It's just about she doesn't shower, does she?
I know she's a filthy black top wearing. No, I'm just kidding.
I showered before the show, guys. Stop being mean.
No.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
Yeah, she joins us now. You can see her. Stop sniffing me.
Shocker.
Stop sniffing me. We need to talk about what's going on in the GV this weekend, not smell my stinky pits. Right.
Can you, breaking news at 6 tonight, Ellie has BO.
No, breaking news, we need to launch an inquiry into black tops and why they smell more.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll do that for Solving Life's Mystery next Thursday.
Can you?
Yeah.
That'd be great. I need some clarification. Anyway, let's stop talking about my BO, thank you, and move on to what's been going on around the GV this week. Alexi.
Well, we had, it seems like, pretty much the entire Federal National Party and the Deputy PM around the traps yesterday in the Goulburn Valley. So they're on a bit of a whirlwind tour. Mm-hmm. And out the front of SAM yesterday, Damien Drum made a very big announcement that Moira Shire will be receiving that drought funding, which is $1 million. David Littleproud, who was the Water Resources Minister, he has used his ministerial discretion, they call it, to allow the Shire to be eligible because, as we know, they were 0.1% under what they needed to be to...
Well, so they should be, though, and they deserve it. It's a brilliant thing. Well done to them for getting it over the line. But as somebody that's always trying to stick up for that, the common man, it's still never enough. Like, you always want more.
They're doing, you know, it's better than nothing.
I know it is, and that's why I'm not going to be negative about it, but you know how much some of them are up there struggling and stuff. And
Completely.
So I just think it's a good start, but guys, keep it coming, please.
I know. And at the end of the day, as all the politicians say, either side of the party, it's pretty much we just need rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't buy rain, but we can do what we can to support the farmers. But at the end of the day, we just need that rain. So hopefully there's some on the way
today. There is tomorrow. It's hitting big time.
It is.
Tropical vibes.
It is up along the Murray going to rain. I hope it does filter a bit more north as well into New South Wales there because they're the ones that are really doing it tough at the moment as well.
Exactly right. And some other good news. I'm happy to report yesterday afternoon, I was, you know, after chasing pollies around all day, I was sitting on my phone and what popped up? A lovely message.
Tinder notification?
I know. As you do. Thursday fun day.
No. Josiah again?
I know. Oh, go away.
Sorry, Lexi.
I got a wonderful message from the family who had the war medal stolen a couple of weeks ago and the lovely family let me know that the medals have been returned.
Oh, how good's that?
Great news.
That was in Kyala, wasn't it?
Yes. I love that. Yeah.
So,
yes.
So the person that stole them had a heart? What happened? Do we know?
Well, the owners say that they think that the media coverage helped, you know, hopefully the thieves develop a conscience and return these medals. I mean, it's one of those things, I guess, when, you know, this happens and you get a great result out of it. You think, yeah, I'm glad, you know, he, you know, got some exposure in the Shep News and also Nine, obviously, as well.
So it's all you, Lexi. You're the hero. No, round of applause to Lexi.
Did you get 10%?
No, yeah. Commish. No, the police did a fabulous job, apparently, as well, just staying on top of this case and, you know, getting them back because, you know, you can't replace World War One, Two, and Vietnam War medals.
So right.
What happens to the people that handed them back in? Do you get a little slap on the wrist for that or do we give them the death penalty?
Rough.
I guess not allowed, bro.
No, in Australia?
Not in Strales.
I'm not sure if they were dropped off anonymously because there was still quite a bit of property that was taken that I'm not sure has been returned. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they kept the flat-screen TV. But, you know. All right. Well, Lexi, as always, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Catch her
on Channel 9 News, Border North East from 6 p.m. tonight.
Cheers, legend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Can you go have a shower now, Ellie?
All right.
You're wearing a black top too.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.